Well, well, here we are.
All right, people, we're gonna try something a little different today.
No, I do mind. The dude minds. This will not stand.
The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing.
That's us, dude.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
I'm gonna tell you something, and I want you to listen tight. It may sound like I'm talking about me, but I'm not. I'm talking about you. As a matter of fact, I'm talking about all people everywhere.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. Now here is the host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
All right, I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Hour number three is upon us. As I said earlier, Ryan Gadursky joining us now, author of They're Not Listening, How the Elites Created the National Populist Revolution. Author Ryan Gadursky, welcome to Rush to Reason. How are you?
Thank you for having me.
I appreciate it. Thanks for joining us, as always. And so let's just get right into it. We've been talking kind of throughout the day today, you know, sort of about what's, not sort of, about what's going on. I interviewed Donald Trump Jr. a little bit earlier in the show, and I had the editor of Breitbart on with us. We're really talking about this election coming up, 2020. So the question is there really enough secret Trump voters out there to win this election?
That's a great question, and I think it's what's on everyone's mind right now. You know, he's down about, if you look at those polls, about between 6 and 8 points. Technically, he should probably only be down about 2 to 4 if the news cycle was fairer and if we would sit there and talk, if there was an actual opponent, and he needed 2 to 4 points down to win, rather. The problem is the election is not a question of do you want Joe Biden's worldview or do you want Donald Trump's worldview. The question being posed to voters is, who do you like? Do you like Donald Trump or do you not like Donald Trump?
Right.
Well, if that's the question, then he's going to lose.
Right.
We really need to talk about Joe Biden's vision for the country and what Joe Biden wants. What Joe Biden is campaigning on, and he's barely campaigning, but what he is campaigning on when he is campaigning.
When he comes out of the basement, you mean, or the Rose Garden, or wherever he's at there? Not the Rose Garden, but his flower garden?
When he comes out of the basement, you know, what he's promised is a return to normalcy. Well, what was normalcy? Normalcy was the economic policies of neoliberalism that I discussed in my book, They're Not Listening. And it is the policies that gutted middle America. It froze at wage stagnation for the working class and the middle class. Silicon Valley got rich. Wall Street got rich. The Chinese Communist Party got rich.
Mm-hmm.
And the middle of the country suffered for the last 30-some-odd years. That is why we got Donald Trump. It wasn't it's not because everyone loves him and they love The Apprentice so much. It's because
they wanted somebody that would come
system.
In and fight for them, Ryan. That's what they wanted.
Right, exactly. That's what I just said. So that's the main point of it. And so because we're not having this conversation of whose worldview are we embracing, that is why Donald Trump is down so badly.
Yeah, great point. Great point.
Coronavirus.
Yeah, you bring up a great point. And I really do believe, and there's somebody asked me this earlier today, you know, what do you think is going to happen in November? Of course, I get that question a lot being in the role that I sit in on a daily basis. And I will tell you, there are days where I'm like, yeah, we got this thing in the bag. And there's other days I'm like, well, I'm not so sure we do or not, but I think by and large, what you just said makes a lot of sense. If we actually, and we know this isn't happening, but if you actually polled people and asked them the right questions, I think you'd have a totally different outcome when it comes to poll. But besides the fact, if you polled the right people, keep in mind, a lot of these polls are heavily weighted on the Democrat side or even the independent side, and no offense, the conservatives aren't much in the mix anyways.
Well, there's three things that are going on right now that people should focus on. One, in the last 3 months, there are 4.5 million new first-time gun owners in America.
That's right.
4.5 million.
That's right.
That is
a big number.
Biggest number in the history of this country in a 100-day period of time. That is 4.5 million Americans who said they do not trust. Even if they love their police force, they do not trust their police force to be there on time.
That's right.
When rioters
That's
come
right.
to their town, when robbers. The second thing that we should be looking at is the fact that in a recent Cato study, and I'm not the biggest fan of Cato, but it was an interesting study, that 40% of conservative college graduates and 60% of conservative post-college graduates do not admit their political beliefs because they believe it will hurt their job.
Mm.
So we need a way that, and especially in some of these polls that have come down like 25% with college-educated white voters. And then lastly, the most important thing is, you know, you mentioned you had Breitbart on. I think you had probably Alex Marlowe. But the the number of big tech organizations suppressing conservative voices is huge. And there is a guy named by the name of Dr. Robert Epstein. He spoke at Breitbart, was an event with Breitbart. He's a Democrat and he's brilliant. And he sat there and he's been studying Google and what Google has been doing.
I've never interviewed him, but we've talked about him many times before on our show here. And he went through all of the different statistics that are out there. For those of you listening that maybe don't know all of this, but basically went through all the statistics when it comes to all the search engines and the different things that are happening, the search results, I should say, not the engine. The engine is Google, but the search results, it's very heavily weighted on the Democrat side.
But the group most affected by those search results are moderate Republicans.
That's right.
They're the most easily influenced of any other group of people.
That's right.
And that's a very precarious thing. So those three things are all happening. Where one, a lot of people are not being honest with pollsters. A lot of people are buying guns for the very first time in the numbers we've never seen before. But at the same exact time, because of the information that's going around, a lot of moderate Republicans are sitting here and saying, I really don't know how I feel. So, I mean, look, he has, I guess, 45 days till the first absentee ballot go up in the first state, and I think 96 days until the election happens. What has to happen ultimately for him to turn it around, especially in many swing states, is that coronavirus numbers have to go down. People are just terrified. I mean, they are, whether
they're terrified for an I believe an unvalidated reason. They're terrified because the news media is pumping this thing up to no tomorrow.
At the end of the day, those who are buying guns because they're scared of rioters and those who are insisting everyone should wear a mask because they are scared of the coronavirus, we're living in a time where millions and millions of people in this country are very, very scared for their lives in a way that they haven't been in a very long time. And the only way, I tell people all the time, I ask them, what do you want at this moment in time Donald Trump to do with the coronavirus? He's already greenlit drugs,
drugs come
out, that they're any kind of vaccine. What do you want him to do? He cannot do a national mask mandate. Neither can Joe Biden.
Nope.
It's unconstitutional. There's no right to it. What do you honestly want? He cannot wave a flag and a magic wand and make this go away. So, but the numbers have to go down.
What's their answer?
They don't have any. I mean, they don't have. They're scared. And when you're sitting out of fear, you'll go towards anywhere. And that is what a lot of people, they're just genuinely scared for their lives. And
which, if what you're saying is true, Ryan, and I believe it is, the left has accomplished what they wanted when they weaponized COVID. Because let's face it, COVID, when you get down to it and you look at all the data on it, is no worse than any of the other viruses we've had hit this country and hit these shores in the last however many years. You can go back 100 years plus. It's no different than anything else we've ever encountered in our lifetimes, especially you and I's lifetime. But yet the left has weaponized us to the point that everybody's scared to death.
Well, I'm not a medical person, so I can't say which disease killed more people.
But Ryan, you don't have to be. No offense here. You don't have to be. Look at the data. You and I can read numbers. You can look at the charts. You can look at what numbers come out as far as what people actually die from certain things. You don't have to be a physician to know that stuff. Just read the data.
Well, if I can give some constructive criticism, what I can speak about, especially with Trump, is that in a moment of president would have done and should still do, and any fact that he can do it possibly, is he should have used this moment like FDR did with the Great Depression, like George W. Bush did with 9/11, like Obama did with the financial crisis. Use this moment to sit there and try to fundamentally change the country in a better way for working class people. He should have sat there and said, okay, the coronavirus happened. This is a moment where everything he said for 35, 40 years, everything Trump has been saying for 40 years came true in this one moment. We were blindsided by the Chinese Communist government. We were attacked by the Chinese Communist government. International organizations failed us repeatedly. They lied to us. We accepted it. And we were unable to produce even our own masks. The country that defeated the Soviets and the Nazis couldn't produce masks.
Well said.
This should have been the moment Donald Trump waited for, where he sat there and got manufacturing back into the United States from China, put a heavy tariff on China, and invested heavily into an infrastructure program. The reason why manufacturing, even in Trump's presidency, when it was coming abroad in numbers that we hadn't seen in decades, most of it was coming to Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, Nevada, and California, not to the Midwest. And the number one reason it was not coming to the Midwest, and they tried to come to the Midwest, is because the Midwestern infrastructure is 50 years behind.
Yeah.
It is so bad. I have driven through Akron. I've been driven to Youngstown.
Yeah, yeah. You're right on.
You lost
Good point.
The war.
Well said. Good point.
Bring that manufacturing directly to the states that made you the president. That is what should have been his national vision from the get-go. I don't know why it happened. I don't know why he hasn't signed Peter Navarro's bill or executive order to sit there and bring back home supply chains from China. I don't know why all these things happen. But it's my criticism constantly of conservatives and of Republicans. I know if AOC was in charge of the whole country, I know what America would look like in 10 years. I know it completely because it's a very visual idea she has set up. I can't tell you what most Republicans' vision for this country is in 10 years or how they plan on transforming it or how they plan on making it better.
And part of that, Ryan, is because as conservatives, we don't want to force that upon anyone else. We believe in you doing what you feel like you need to do for your life, and I do what I need to do for my life. And in that case, there is no big picture to paint. Therein lies the problem with conservatives. That's my point. That's my viewpoint.
You have to sit there. You have to sit there and make some kind of plan for people.
By the way, I agree with you. I'm just saying the problem is when you get a bunch of conservatives in the same room together, tell me which one of them is going to paint the picture because everybody's got a different picture to paint. That's the problem with – and I'm not saying it's a bad problem, but that's the problem we as conservatives has. We're not unified in that area.
Well, that is problematic. And right now at this very moment, why hasn't one Republican governor, considering there's like 27 or 28 of them, why hasn't one Republican governor or one Republican mayor started talking about how to reimburse families and parents whose children cannot go to school in September because they don't have a school to open up because of COVID and making sure that they are incentivized to start homeschooling? Why haven't we been complaining, conservatives complaining for 40, 50 years about the public school system? And the first thing that conservatives said after we said we can't open the schools was, we need to open up the schools. Why? Why are we complaining we have to open the schools to this brainwashing program? Why aren't we talking about, hey, how do we return tens of thousands of dollars to parents and incentivize them to homeschool or for a single block or a single neighborhood to make homeschool co-ops? There are a million things that could be done.
I agree.
But because conservatives do not have a long-term vision, and that's problematic. They do not have long-term vision of this country. Talking about things like liberty, freedom, and free markets is a losing strategy.
Brian, you and I are speaking the same language. Amen.
Okay.
Amen. You are spot on. I agree with you. And I don't want to be controversial with you a moment. What I meant to say is what you're saying right now, we collectively don't know where we're going because all we talk about is liberty, freedom, personal responsibility. By the way, all good things, but that doesn't paint the picture as to where we're going as a country.
Well, that's why in my book, They're Not Listening, How the Elites Created the National, I talk about the issues that sat there and made Trump a candidate and the issues that, by the way, launched all over the world, in Hungary, in Italy, in Brazil, in Colombia, in Chile, in Australia, and Angola. All of these countries have national populist parties and leaders because it's all the same issues. It's
that's
on
right.
immigration. It's on
that's
an economy
right.
that works for the
that's
working
right.
class. All of these things are continuing and mounting, and this is the trend of the future, and it's up to us to start addressing them and to leave behind, the talking points of the past.
I agree. Ryan, good stuff. I'd love to have you back. We could talk about this for a full hour. I can schedule it for more time. This is really, really good stuff. Where do folks buy your book?
On Amazon, Barnes & Noble's, Books a Million, wherever books are sold, They're Not Listening, How the Elites Created the National Populist Revolution.
Good stuff. Ryan, you're welcome back. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
You betcha. Appreciate it. All right, let's do this. We'll take a timeout. We'll come right back. Gino's Auto Service is up next. Gino's with a J. Anything you need when it comes to your vehicle, they're there for you. You can find them online at ginosautoservice.com or check them out in Littleton. Call them at 303-794-6700.
For over 37 years, Gino's Auto Service has been Littleton's top auto repair shop. Recently, Gino's received the NAPA Gold Certified Auto Care Award, only given to the best of the best in the automotive industry. At Gino's, we offer quality repairs at a fair price. To make your day easier, Gino's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. We're Colorado Select members and are located at Bowles and Platte Canyon. Stop in or visit us online at ginosautoservice.com.
Save the Children is next. And yes, we've got kids out of school. We need to get them fed. The ability to do that lies within you and Save the Children. They'll do the legwork, but they need your money to make that happen. 87 cents of the dollar goes to help every single kid that they help. That's how it works. 87 cents of the dollar goes to help those kids. SaveChildrenKLZ.org or 1-800-570-5155.
When schools first let out because of the COVID-19 crisis, we had no idea what the future held. Then the summer became something that would not include summer school. And now, of course, we know that school, even in the fall, is in question. In all of this, the 30 million U.S. school children who count on school for their nutrition are left hanging in the balance. It's in school that these children get what we take for granted every day, nutritious meals. Save the Children is standing in the gap, and you can too. Your $100 gift to Save the Children today can provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for one child for 10 days. $300 can provide that for a child for a month. Call right now, because just saying we're all in this together isn't enough. Today we can do something to help children right here at home. Call 1-800-570-5155. That's 1-800-570-5155. Or go to SaveChildrenKLZ.org.
Purefoy Chevrolet, when it comes to buying a vehicle, they're the place to go. New or used, they've got you taken care of, and it's easy. It's a short drive to Fort Lupton. They're at Highway 52 and Highway 85. Just talk to Bob and the guys. They'd love to take care of you. It's like going back in time to buy a car. And don't forget, you can get your GM vehicle fixed there as well. 303-659-8311 is the phone number, or go to purefoychevrolet.com and find new roads.
Another satisfied customer of Rolly Purifoy and his team at Purifoy Chevrolet.
Hi, my name's Al.
Hi, this is Kathy.
We moved out here in 82, and we needed a better pickup truck to haul my wife's horses, so we went up there, and when we bought the new Chevy pickup, we knew we could count on them to take care of her if I was on the road, which they always have. And that made my job easier, being away from home, knowing that they were there for her. In other words, if she broke down, they could come tow her in. She could go up there with a light out. They would take care of it. They're like family.
I will tell you this, when I need a ride home, they have somebody to run me home. In fact, they fight over who's going to drive me. So we've made very good friends up there over the years. Like Al says, they're like family. We walk in and it's like, hi, Kathy. Hi, Al. We'd do anything for Rolly and the family up there.
Everything we have is Purifoy, and you just couldn't ask for a better experience.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Charlie's getting our next guest going, and I mispronounced his name earlier. It's Doug Giles, not Guile. So Doug Giles is going to join us, and he's actually an author as well. Got a great book out, If Masculinity is Toxic, Call Jesus Radioactive. We're going to talk a little bit about churches and you know, them opening up, and you know, why some of them haven't opened up, and different things along those lines. So we'll get him on the line here in just one moment. Our last author, by the way, was really more than an author. I think he's really got some great things he's talking about when it comes to our particular party and the things that we're doing wrong, and I would love to get him back on. I just emailed his publicist a moment ago to see if we can't get him back on, because he and I agree on so many things. I want to get him back on and talk a little more, so I'll work on getting that done as well. But Doug Giles is up next. Doug, welcome. How are you today?
Kicking butt, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you so much for joining us. If Masculinity is Toxic, Call Jesus Radioactive. And by the way, thank you for writing that, because I think my own feeling is, for years and years and years, the church has feminized Jesus to the point where he's no longer a man.
Yeah, he's a gelded god, you know. He's Jared Leto in Courtney Cox's wig.
Thank you. Thank you. And by the way, it just drives me nuts. It really does.
No, it's disgusting. And look at all the pastors. Look at all the churches. It's like, you got these draconian COVID edicts that are not laws, that are pushed out by...
Yeah, and by the way, and I want to stop you there for just one second, Doug. You're exactly right. These are not laws. These are orders. So when somebody says, well, I thought as Christians we have to obey the law, well, the reality is it's not a dang law, so don't obey it.
Yeah, hello. I thought we the people voted on that
Thank
kind
you.
Of stuff, but no longer in the age of little Lord Fauci.
Yeah, Fauci is nothing but a little communist dictator, by the way.
Yeah, and again, I mean, look at these pastors, like, oh, we got to shut down, we got to flatten the curve, and then it's like it's only going to be 2 weeks or 6 months, and
or 6 years if they have their way about it, Doug.
Yeah, it's going to be at least every midterm and every general. Because this is what they're going to do.
That's right.
In order to turn this thing into a Marxist revolution. And any pastor that's got rose-colored glasses on dance around the maypole thinking that they're doing this to help everybody be safe, I'm telling you, there's going to be a Marxist that's going to pull those glasses off and shatter them in pieces with their Marxist waffle stompers.
You are exactly right. And again, you're speaking my language, as you can tell. So talk about the book a little bit. What's in it?
Yeah, so I got tired, as you have become, with, you know, having this emasculated Jesus, this kind of
the neuter Rogers. Jesus, you mean?
Yeah, the do-gooder guy.
Yeah,
you know,
thank
eyes,
you.
Walks around with a cardigan, and it's like, that's not him. Anybody with a lick of sense, even somebody who graduated from public school, if they do a cursory glance of Matthew like I did, they'll see that he's a barrel-chested freedom fighter who went out to slay devils, confront bad politicians, bad priests, and they killed him for a reason, because he had a holy smart mouth and he didn't mind getting up in people's grill. And I prove in 282 pages, doing an exposition of the overt masculine traits in the Gospel of Matthew, that Jesus was everything and anything other than the tinker pot
That's right.
that evangelicalism
That's
has
right.
turned him into.
No, he was a man's man, and I was talking to my dad about this the other day, Doug, who, as you can tell, raised a boy to be a man, because that's exactly who my dad is. My dad's a man's man as well. And
well,
the reality
him,
is...
Tell him thank you from Doug Jones.
I will do that. He's listening now, I'm sure, so yeah, I'm sure he just heard that. But the reality is this. If you look at Jesus Christ and the things that he did when he was here on earth, you know, the turning of the tables and throwing everybody out of the temple, living in the desert for 40 days and 40 nights with no food or water. Tell me another man you know today, Doug, that could do the things he did while he was here on earth.
Yeah, not only did he do that 40-day, 40-night stint on a very empty stomach in the wilderness, he also went toe-to-toe with the Prince of Darkness.
That's right. That's right.
You know,
well
on an
said.
Empty stomach.
Well
you
said.
Know?
Yeah. So again, yet as churches, we feminized him, and partly why I think we have some of the struggles we have in churches in general. We feminize these things to the point where most men don't want to enter them anyways, because of the way they look and the garnishments that are inside. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't respect, you know, the house of the Lord, but it's not a temple. I get so sick and tired of people calling it a temple. The temple is our body. That changed with the New Testament. It's no longer a temple. It's a meeting place. Let's make it look like a meeting place and do what men do inside of them.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the original fabulous 12 sans Judas that Christ chose. They're rough, cussing fishermen. They're like the, you know, Hell's Angels or the deadliest catch crew. And those guys, I've been a fisherman and a hunter for all my life. I've hunted and fished all over the world, from Alaska to Africa. I lived in Miami 20 years, top fishing waters, bar none,
wow.
known to mankind.
Cool.
And you know what? Those captains, those fishermen, are not going to follow some little tinker pot that's spitting out more aphorisms than an over-medicated Joel Osteen on a three-day Mountain Dew bender.
You're exactly right. So how do we change this? I mean, that's really the bottom line. We've got to get things on track. We've got to get things changed. We've got to win an election here in 2020, or we're doomed, you know, we're doomed to repeat everything that's happened in our history. And that's exactly what's going to happen if we don't win. But on the same token, Doug, to win, we got to get Christians off their rear end and do something.
Yeah, I think, you know, from a sovereign standpoint, not saying that God puts plagues on the planet, even though that's sure how he rolled back in the OT. I think we're seeing, you know, pastors, I think it's a real clear picture for the congregant, if they're lucid, which is a big if, that, hey, maybe the church I go to, maybe my pastor sucks. Maybe he's beholden to a big government. Maybe he's a slave to culture. I'm not going to go there anymore. I'm not going to give my money anymore. And I think we're going to see prophets, apostles, pastors, and teachers, and evangelists just come up out of nowhere, you know, just like Christ did in the New Testament and God did in the Old Testament. And we're going to see a new leadership. Church is going to look very different. It's not going to be about skinny jeans, smoke machines, and big screens. It's going to be about reality. It's going to be about truth. And those who've been peddling, you know, this American gospel, I feel sorry for them. Not only are they going to start losing their congregations, which I've seen happen en masse during the COVID shutdown, but I don't know if I'd want to be them if they're beholden to big government and they fear men when they take the big dirt nap and go toe to toe with Jehovah.
Yeah, I know. You know what? You are spot on, Doug. I can't say it any better than you are. Where do folks buy your book?
Amazon, if masculinity is toxic, call Jesus Radioactive. Get 5 copies because you might be hanging out with people that have been sold this plate of crap that Jesus was just a nice boy and we should just be nice boys.
Now, and everybody listening, and I say it all the time on my show, Doug, no, he wasn't. Again, he was a man's man. And if he were, I mean, he is around today. He's not physically on this earth. But if he were, I can tell you one thing. If he had a church, the doors would be open.
Yeah, and he'd be canceled on Netflix and Facebook and Twitter.
He sure would. So what do you see across the country as far as churches even trying to reopen? I mean, are they just all kind of sitting around waiting for the next shoe to drop?
I don't know if you follow John MacArthur, but he's been a staple. I think he's one of the greatest preachers that America's yielded up in the 20th century, 21st century. He's 80 years old, and he defied dictator Gavin Newsom's edicts to not assemble. And so that's what they got to do. They've got to rage against the machine. That's why Christians were killed in the first century.
Yes.
Everybody, because Romans, you know, they had a pantheon of gods, but Christians said Jesus is Lord, and that was a big no-no because Caesar was Lord. And they said, au contraire, no, Christ is, said, off with your head. We've got to have bold, testicular fortitude ministers in the pulpit. And so there's a sea change right now. The lake's turning, and we're getting rid of punks, and we're going to see men come into the equation and lead the charge for the body of Christ.
Good stuff, Doug. I really appreciate it. Welcome anytime. Been a great interview. I'd love you. Thanks for what you're doing. Continue to do some great work. Are any other books in the works, or is this it?
Yeah, I've got Biblical Badasses, The Women, that's about to come online for Christmas.
All right, when you get a little closer to that, let us know. We'll get you back on air. Sound good?
Right on, buddy.
All right, man, appreciate it. Doug Giles, appreciate it very much. Again, it is called If Masculinity is Toxic, Call Jesus Radioactive. Extreme Auto Repair is coming up next. They want to help you out with all your vehicle needs, and it doesn't matter what it is. From bumper to bumper, they can take care of it. And honestly, it doesn't even matter what kind of vehicle it is. From small to large, they can do everything up to a full diesel truck. Doesn't make any difference. You name it, they can fix it. And they've got a great air conditioning special going on right now, $149.99. Find them online at extremeautorepair.com or 303-841-1071.
Head to Extreme Auto Repair in Parker before you leave on your road trip and get your vehicle checked for free. In the past few months, you've been putting off vehicle maintenance because you've been a little more worried about money than usual, and for good reason. The team at Extreme Auto Repair will never use scare tactics or try to pressure you into repairs that you don't need. However, they do want to help you plan ahead to avoid bigger expenses down the road. Yes, your brake pads might last a little longer, but you don't want to pay to replace those rotors. Right now, the team at Extreme Auto Repair will gladly give you advice for free about which repairs should happen sooner and which ones could wait for another day. Call 303-841-1071 or visit extremeautorepair.com now. Be sure to tell Mike and Dave at the front desk that you listen to Rush to Reason when you ask for your free trip inspection, including 27 items checked. This month only, not valid with any other offer. Extreme Auto Repair in Parker. Promises kept.
Ascent Health Center, Dr. Julie Marchio, and if you want some help, whether it's losing weight, whether you're not feeling well, whether you maybe need some chiropractic care, you name it, she can help you out, including all of your nutrition. It's one-stop shopping, or one-stop need caring, I should say, getting your needs cared for in one place. That's Dr. Julie Marchio, AscentHealthCenter.com, or call her at 303-343-8800.
Changes in your routine shouldn't stop you from achieving your health goals. John Rush recommends Dr. Julie Marchiol of Ascend Health Center as your personal weight loss guide, giving you the confidence that you need to see real results. Dr. Julie wants to provide, enable, and assist you in developing your highest quality of life. As she coaches you through your own personal HCG diet program, you will start to see significant weight loss without starving yourself. HCG is a hormone that uses non-essential fat for energy. The homeopathic-based HCG diet teaches your body to burn excess fat first, leaving behind only the fat that your body really needs. Call Ascend Health Center in Lowry or Inglewood now and ask them for the COVID weight loss package. Schedule free consultation with Dr. Julie to check your BMI and resting calorie burn. Call 303-343-8800 or visit RushToReason.com to find Dr. Julie now. Get the support you need to achieve that goal that you've been dreaming about.
All right, Mighty Hand Construction is next, and they want to take care of all of your roofing needs. And by the way, they're hiring. So if you want to look for a company that will not only pay you well, but treat you right and just be a great Christian company to work for, that is Mighty Hand Construction. Get your free roof inspection today. Go to mightyhandconstruction.com or call 970-844-9191.
Micah Applegate and his team at Mighty Hand built a full-service construction company so they could take care of you, not just your roof. A lot of contractors function like machines, churning out as many roofing jobs as possible so they can make the most money in one season. But from the beginning, Micah and his team decided they would take a different approach, spending the time and care with each homeowner until they finished every detail. That's why they can be a little more choosy with the projects they undertake, because they want to be all in for the duration of the project. They're not a handyman business, so they won't come to your house just for those little odds and ends. But for insurance claims, roofing projects, or any major construction projects in northern Colorado, they will commit until you're satisfied. And trust your home to Mighty Hand. Find them now at klzradio.com/mightyhand. Honoring God, impacting customers.
It's all in the app. Download the free KLZ 560 app at Google Play and the App Store.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, had an opportunity earlier today to interview Donald Trump Jr. So without further ado, we'll just play that interview. We'll talk a little bit when we come back, but this is Donald Trump Jr. Welcome, Donald Trump Jr., Rush to Reason, Denver, Colorado. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, John. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for joining us. Just so you know, we play the Trump train every day. We're doing our part to get your dad reelected in 2020. I think we talked to you back in 2016, the day of the last election, which we vehemently won, and we hope we do the same thing this year.
I hope so, too, my friend. We need it for America.
We sure do. So let's talk about the opponent, Joe Biden, Sleepy Joe.
Yes. Well, listen, if he ever came out of his basement, maybe you could hear a little bit more about him, but you can see his handlers and the media are doing whatever they can to hide him from the American people, because it's clear that Joe Biden is not there.
No.
And the few times he makes an appearance, he forgets where he is about 50% of the time. He confuses his wife and his sister. He forgets the office he's running for. Honestly, when he's speaking to a small crowd, when we could do that, he's speaking to 10 people. And he needs a teleprompter. I mean, imagine that. I mean, he's been a Washington, D.C. elected bureaucrat swamp creature official for 50 years.
Yep.
He got his first elected office when he was in his 20s. And he needs a teleprompter to speak to 10 to 12 people?
I mean, it's incredible.
Think about this. I mean, this is a Manchurian candidate, if I've ever seen one. And he's a Manchurian candidate for the radical left, because they can pretend, oh, he's, you know, blue-collar Joe. He's moderate Joe. He's Pennsylvania Joe. Joe Biden left Pennsylvania when he was 7 years old. He's not Pennsylvania Joe.
No.
Joe is Washington, D.C. Joe. But as you've seen, John, the media will do whatever they can to try to cover for the Democrats. So where it makes sense to be a moderate, he can be a moderate. Then he can be a radical where it makes sense to be a radical.
Yep.
And he gets to have the best of all worlds. And it's nonsense. And they're pulling the wool over the American people's eyes. Because if you look at the plan that Joe Biden put out with Bernie Sanders on Joe's website just a week ago, it is by far the most radical plan ever put out there. Americans get to pay for the health care of illegals. They get to pay for the housing. They have the privilege of paying for the housing of criminals coming out of jail. You know what? I'd love free housing. I'd love free health care.
Yeah, me too.
But, you know, so we have to pay for our own, and then we have the great privilege under the radical leftist Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden plan to pay for others too. It's lunacy. It would destroy the American economy.
Yep.
It would destroy the American family, and people have to understand it, because unfortunately no one in the press is going to be honest about it, even though it's on his website.
No.
They're not going to be honest about what's really happening, because they know that that would be bad for Joe Biden, and it's their job to protect Joe Biden.
Well, I was reading the other day, and again, Don Jr. is with us today, Donald Trump Jr., and I was reading the other day an article out by Vox, Don Jr., where basically they were talking about how Joe knows how to work the room, and to your point a moment ago, knows how to work the room to the point where he's a chameleon. He'll go with whatever type of direction he feels he needs to say policy-wise needs to fit the room at the time, which means he's got no backbone. He just does whatever the crowd wants him to do.
100%, or whatever his handlers want him to do.
Well said.
Again, I don't know that Joe Biden, you know,
well said.
It's pretty clear that Joe Biden has no idea what's going on right now. Joe Biden doesn't know where he is half the time, but he can do that. It's crazy to watch because, you know, you could see that. But again, the media, if Donald Trump flip-flopped like Joe Biden, they'd be calling him out. The one nice thing about, you know, the sort of last few months and lockdown was I had time to actually look at it because I'm saying, man, you know, for someone who's been in D.C., a Washington, D.C. elected official for 50 years, you know, no one's talking about like a record or accomplishments or this. So I started looking. I actually wrote a book. It's coming out at the end of August called Liberal Privilege. And it's all of the bad decisions that Joe Biden has made, all of the graft that his family has done, his son taking $1.5 billion from China, from the Ukraine, from other countries, being associated with all sorts of criminals, you know, and known as extortionists, his brother doing the same, getting all these government contracts to build housing, even though he'd never built housing. Joe's own, you know, ridiculous flip-flops on policies. You know, Joe Biden, he's not even a chameleon. I think he's just incompetent and can't remember where he is. But, you know, they are going to use him as this sort of fake blue-collar guy.
They are.
To disguise the fact that the Democrats are pushing the most radical, far-left agenda that would destroy the American household, it would destroy the American economy, it would destroy the American energy sector, and it would ship our jobs abroad like Joe's been doing to China forever.
Yeah, Joe's a globalist. Let's face it. He's a globalist. Your dad's a nationalist. We need more internal things going on, a national movement, which your dad's been very big in heading up, and Joe would reverse all of that and send us out to the world again.
Without question. You know, and the reality, you know, Joe Biden, there's a reason you can't name a single accomplishment of
his
in 50 years. It's because there are none.
That's right.
You know, the reality, Donald Trump campaigned. He made promises in 2016, and guess what? He delivered. You know, prior to COVID, there wasn't a single economic metric where we hadn't blown away not only the Biden-Obama administration, but any other prior. That didn't happen by accident, John.
Nope, it did
not. That happened because my father has run businesses. He's created. He's a builder. That's what he did. All these swamp bureaucrats, they talk about everything in theory, but they've never actually done it.
No, Don Jr., they're users. They're not creators. Like, you know, I'm a business owner like your dad is, and I'm a job creator. We create things. Joe and his like are users. They don't create anything.
Correct. And there's a reason, you know, the richest zip codes in the country are all around D.C., and no one makes anything, no one hires anything.
That's right.
All they do is peddle influence.
And that's
right. Guess what? After a 50-year career with Joe Biden's history, this will be the worst-case example of it because it'll go on flagrantly under their noses if this is a mandate that the left gets to do this. Conservatism would be dead.
That's right.
They would be doing mail-in voting. They'd stack the courts.
That's right.
Do this, and guess what? It doesn't matter what the Constitution says. It doesn't matter what the Second Amendment said. These activist judges have proven that none of that means anything. They're going to do whatever's politically expedient and whatever they believe works politically for the left, and that's how they're going to fight. So this is really a fight. It's the last stand of the swamp. If Donald Trump wins, you know, with an 8-year term, attrition, you know, you could get rid of some of what makes the American government so terrible.
Right. That's
you have a better chance. If you do the opposite and you bring in a Biden, guess what? It's only going to get 10 times worse, and you can kiss the America that you know and love goodbye.
All right, I know we're tight on time, Don Jr., but real quick, because of Colorado, we are an energy state. You know, we're big on oil and gas, or we used to be. We need to get back to more of that, but that's a change in governorship we could talk about at a later date. Your dad, he is doing every single thing possible to deregulate things along those lines to unleash the American energy sector. That's good for us in Colorado, by the way.
Oh, it's huge for you in Colorado. On the Western Slope, it's such a big thing. And, you know, Joe Biden, the plan, they're going to go all green energy by 2030. They're going to eliminate all fossil fuels. You know what that would do to economy, not just Colorado, but Texas, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Ohio?
It's a killer.
I mean, it would be a disastrous thing. And guess what? We'd still be importing our energy and our oil and gas from Russia and Saudi. Guess what? I would rather that go to American companies.
Amen.
To put American workers
Amen.
To work and good, well-paying jobs so they can put food on their family table. But that would all be gone. The radical left would eliminate that quickly, and it would be the end and the destruction of the American economy.
Well said. All right, I know we're getting out of time here, running out of time, I should say. Where do folks go, my listeners that are listening right now, and by the way, we're going to play this across our entire Crawford network. Where do folks go to help get your dad reelected?
Well, go to DonaldJTrump.com. That's the website. They can donate there. They can volunteer there. Call your local GOP offices. If you're curious about sort of the book I wrote about Biden so you can inform yourself or your friends You can just go to my website. That's Don Jr., DONJR.com, and you can order directly there because, again, I had 4 months to sort of research all of these things that Biden did. And when I started looking, I was just shocked that as an American and someone who does this 24/7 at this point, it was like, wow, I can't believe I didn't know any of these things and that no one's actually talking about it because, again, the media is going to cover for them. So whatever That's people right. can do between now and November 3rd, you know, do it. Make the phone calls. Volunteer. Donate. Because America is worth fighting for,
yes,
but
it is.
They're not going to go over easy. And
That's
the
right.
other side, with all of their help in the media, they've got billions of free boosting.
Yeah.
So we got to combat that.
We do. And again, folks, I know this gets said every year, but literally this is the most pivotal election we've ever had in the history of our country. If we do not reelect your dad, Don Jr., I'm afraid that we may never elect another conservative after that.
I don't disagree with any of that. I think you're right. And again, usually they say it and it's sort of, okay, ho-hum, you say that every time.
Right. I mean,
just look at the radical agenda. There's never been a bigger disparity. We're literally talking about freedom versus communism and socialism.
That's right. That's
we
right.
have to wake up before it's too late.
We do. Don Jr., I appreciate your time today and joining us. Anytime you want to come back on and give us any insight as to what's going on, let us know. We've got less than 100 days now to get to the election and get your dad reelected. We got to get this done. So Trump train all the way.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Have a good one.
You do the same. Really appreciate it. Take care. And yes, Trump train all the way, and you heard him speak directly to how you can help out. You can go door to door. You can, you know, volunteer your time. You can donate. Whatever you need to do. Donald J. Trump is the website. It's easy to find. Just Google Donald Trump. You'll find it. It's really easy. But we need to do every single thing possible we can to get Donald Trump reelected in 2020. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Flesh and Beck is up next. Kevin Flesh, anything you've got going on, legally speaking, Kevin is there for you. Let me spell it out. F-L-E-S-C-H. So whether you've been injured, somebody you know has been injured, you've been in an accident, whatever it happens to be, Kevin is there for you. 303-806-8886. Trial tested, trial ready. Flesh Law Firm.
Here's why you need KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh, on your side. He understands how the jury thinks.
In the context of a personal injury case where you have been hurt by someone else's negligence, the idea with that is that you're then going to try to recover to get back to where you were just prior to that incident occurring. And what that really means from a juror's perspective is that you're going to be asking them to award you money. So when we talk about fairness, we're talking about what six people that don't know you, that hear evidence, and have to make a unanimous decision will decide as to what fair value is. And so you and I, when we get hurt, have definitely an idea of what we think it's worth to us. But the question is, what can you articulate to those other individuals who don't know you and are not involved in this process to get them persuaded about what it is that they think the case is worth?
Call now for a free consultation. 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
All right, folks, there's only one clear choice in auto glass repair or replacement. Find and go to the guys that have been doing this literally longer than most. Is when it comes to windshield repair, they've been doing it longer than anyone because they invented it. But the way even their installers do things and the way that gets handled, you know, I learned this morning that there are some competitors out there that don't take a lot of time in training their personnel. That is not the case at Novus. They train all of their installers thoroughly. They know exactly what to do with your vehicle, and Novus is Latin for innovate. They work with all insurance companies, so don't worry about that. They'll do all the heavy lifting for you there as well. If you want a location near you, we've got them up and down our entire listening audience. It's rushtoreason.com/Novus.
Call Novus Auto Glass as soon as you notice a chip or crack in your windshield so they can save you more money. Novus Auto Glass wants to help you save more money by repairing chips and cracks whenever possible. With their patented glass repair technology, Novus can tackle tougher cracks than the competition. In some cases, they can repair cracks up to a foot long, but you have a much better chance at getting a repair when you act fast. Glass repair is more complicated than you think. Something as simple as going through a car wash could make your little chip or crack unfixable. No matter what sort of damage you're dealing with, though, there's never any risk with a Novus repair. Should your windshield repair fail, they will credit the cost toward a replacement. Novus works with all insurance companies, and for those without windshield coverage, Novus will give you a discounted cash price. It's simple. Novus Autoglass saves you more money. Visit rushtoreason.com/novus now and find the windshield repair expert nearest you. Novus Autoglass, the inventors of windshield repair.
GIA Insurance shops the entire market for the right plan at the best price. So they must be more expensive, right? Wrong! All of that valuable market research comes as a free benefit to you from Paul and his team at GIA. Get more without paying more.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
Hi, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And if those of you that maybe have been living under a rock didn't know that Herman Cain, who was a presidential candidate the last time around, has passed away due to COVID complications. Now, was it all COVID? I don't know. We don't know. There's all sorts of reports out there that, you know, some of this could have been due to the cancer that he had in the past. He supposedly recovered from all of that. Again, you know what? I'm not the doctors. I don't know. I don't know exactly what he died of, but our condolences go out to his particular family. And, you know, we don't want anybody dying. What did he actually die from? We have no idea. But one thing I will say, and that I do know just after reading different things about Herman Cain, is he wasn't going to stay home and dink around and wait around for things to, you know, sort of pass him by. He wanted to be out. He wanted to be in public. He wanted to live life. He wanted to do the things that he wanted to do, and he did just that. So, anyways, our thoughts and prayers go out to Herman Cain. I don't know exactly, you know, what all transpired there. He did have some treatments for COVID about a month ago and then just recently passed away. Just all I'm going to say there is be careful what you read in the press, because you will see lots of different things on this. You know, some will say that it was COVID that took him. Others will say, well, it was because he had cancer. I mean, all these different things. Now, I will say this, even as a side note, and I just know some of this from my own family, even if he recovered completely from cancer, what folks have to understand is when you've had chemo treatment, even in your past, your immune system, even after the fact, is not going to be the same as it was once before. So, is it possible that because of COVID he died? Yes. But is it also possible because of some of the treatments he's had in the past to treat the cancer that he had, that he did recover from, that compromised some of his immune system and made this more of a threat? Again, I'm not a doctor. I don't know. But I do know that when you have immune system compromised, yes, COVID is harder on you. That's one of the things that we've been talking about for, honestly, the past several months when COVID came around. Again, I don't know everything that went on there. I'm not going to pass judgment one way or the other. I don't know exactly what he died from. I just know that he passed away, and our condolences go out to his family. And if it was any of your family members, we would say the exact same thing. I just don't want to see anything weaponized in this area to make things worse or better than what they really are. So, Wisconsin, 34th state to require masks. There was a Florida couple that was actually arrested for violating a quarantine down in the Key West area. There was a couple that was actually out walking that were supposed to be quarantined. A neighbor noticed that they were out, filmed them. The police came, knocked on the door with an arrest warrant, whisked them away. They are now in the county jail, this particular individual and his wife, and they will go before a judge in August after posting bail Thursday morning. Now, given the fact that they had COVID and they took them in and then took them to jail, you'd wonder, is that really the best way for them to have handled all of that? You know, I would say it wasn't, but anyways, I'm not there. I'm not in charge of Key West, but sounds like they're taking things, you know, very seriously at that point down there. So let's do this. We'll take our last time out of the day. We'll come back, finish things up in just a minute. Enchanted Kitchens is next. And if you don't have a kitchen that's enchanted, that's not the centerpiece of your home, Enchanted Kitchens can do just that. We've talked to them before, and that's what they do. They will make your kitchen that place in your home that everybody wants to huddle around, which typically is what happens anyways. So klzradio.com/kitchens or go to enchantedkitchens.net.
Your kitchen doesn't work. Think about how much time you spend in your kitchen every day, just standing at your countertops or reaching into your cabinets. The design team at Enchanted Kitchens looks beyond color palettes and materials to help you find a layout that works, so you can have a pleasant experience in your kitchen, not a frustrating or uncomfortable one. The Enchanted Kitchens design team understands that a new kitchen is a big investment, and one that you need to love for years to come. That's why they take their time with the decision-making process, meeting with you for free in their experience center so you can see, touch, and feel a kitchen that works. Mention Rush to Reason, and you will receive a free, no-obligation, in-home design consultation. Visit klzradio.com/kitchens now and start designing a kitchen that works. Enchanted Kitchens, where magic meets design.
Now, both Greenies and Blueies can listen to Rush to Reason again and again with the official KLZ app, now available in both Apple and Android stores, the KLZ Radio mobile app.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, another news, by the way, the European Union has extended its travel ban on Americans. That happened today. If just because of our infections and the things that we've got going on in the country, if you were going to travel to the European Union, you cannot do that at this moment in time. So I'm sorry if you're planning on traveling to Europe over the summer or during the summer months here that we still have left. Sorry, but you're not going to be able to do that. The other thing that happened, we talked about a little bit earlier with the guys from Breitbart, with Joel from Breitbart. That particular video was taken down by Facebook and Twitter because it was claiming to spread COVID-19 misinformation. That was the video of the doctors on the steps of the Houston hospital. Donald Trump retweeted some of that out and said it was very impressive. But Fauci has come out, of course, the little dictator himself, and said, quote unquote, a bunch of people spouting something that isn't true. Keep in mind, Dr. Fauci hasn't seen a patient in eons, nor has he treated a patient in eons. So it's interesting that the guy that claims this is all a bunch of bunk hasn't seen a patient in a very long time. That's sort of like the auto, that's sort of like the auto shop teacher that's never worked on a vehicle in about 20 years telling somebody else how to actually work on the vehicle. I have a problem with that, folks. If you're not seeing patients, it's really hard to tell everybody else what's really going on when you don't even see patients. But I've said it before, I'll keep saying it. Dr. Fauci is a little communist dictator anyways. I can't stand the guy. I think he's torn this country apart, and he threw us into a recession we didn't need to enter into and ruined the best economy the world has ever known. That was all because of Dr. Fauci. All right, I'll be back tomorrow, myself and Andy. Have a great night. If you missed the first hour, catch it next. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.